The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 8 through 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 2nd, 1973, in Bombay, India.
Translation: Humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, and self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age, and disease, non-attachment to children, wife, home, and the rest, and even-mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, resorting to solitary places, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization and philosophical search for the absolute truth. All these I thus declare to be knowledge, and what is contrary to these is ignorance.
So, we have discussed about the body, Kshetra. The question of Arjuna was Kshetra, Kshetrajna, Jnanam, and Gyam. Now, Kshetra, we have discussed yesterday, Kshetra, this body, is combination of the five great elements, false ego, intelligence, the unmanifested, the ten senses, the mind, the five sense objects, desire, hatred, happiness, distress, they aggregate the life, symptom, and convictions, all these are considered in summary to be the field of activities. Yesterday we have discussed. So we should not mistake this, that we accept the field of activities identified with myself. That is the reason. Suppose you have got a piece of land as agriculture, and you produce your food grain in large quantity or small quantity, doesn't matter. Similarly, this body we are utilizing. We can practically see everyone is working with this body in Bombay city. A very poor man is also in Bombay city, and a very rich man is also there. Both of them have the same facilities to work, but we find that one man is working very hard day and night. Hardly he is getting his morsel of food. Another man, simply by going, sitting in the office, earning thousands and thousands. Why? Because the difference of the field of activity. The body is different. Because one has got a certain type of body, his destination is already there. Karmana daiva netrena, deho, jantar deho upavati. We can study this thing, that somebody is living in a poor slum, and another man is living in a very palatial building. So, simply by endeavoring that I shall live in a palatial building, and I shall not live in this poor slum out. It is not possible, because the destiny is there. Therefore, the body is made according to our past karma, and that is called destiny. Your happiness and distress according to the body is already settled up. It is not possible by natural way to improve or disimprove it. is already settled. Therefore Shastra says, Tashaiva heta prajati ta kovida nalabhati tad bhavatamu parajat tallabhati dukkha vadannata sukham kalena sarvatra gavira dhamma. The human life should be utilized for understanding the absolute truth. The next paragraph that describes how one can understand the absolute truth. Amaritam adam nittam vahinsha kanti ajam. So our life should be utilized for understanding the absolute truth, not for economic development. Economic development, what is already destined, you cannot improve less or more. It is already settled. There are so many examples. Just like a fig has got a body, he likes to eat stool. If you give him halwa, then don't give steam, stool. Take this nice halwa. He's not interested. Because he has got a particular type of bone. That is the aggregate, that is only this one. Mahabhutani ahankara buddhi rabbhakta icchadesha sukham dukha. Icchadesha. The icchadesha according to the body. He has got the desire to eat this too. That is his icchā. And he has got a desha for the halwa. While a gentleman, advanced gentleman, he has got the icchā for halwa, not for this too. Therefore, our duty should be that without trying, that was Indian civilization. Everyone was happy in his position. And the Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, the culture was so nice that nobody was unhappy. Even if he is a Shudra, or even if he is a Vaishya, or a Brahman, or Kshatriya, it is not that because the Kshatriyas, the royal family, they were happy and the Brahmanas were not happy, or the Shudras were not happy. No. Everyone was happy. Because still in India, you go to the village, they are happy with their destination. This is the Indian culture. Now we are injecting discontentment. Otherwise everyone was happy in his position. God has given this position. So, this is all right, let me do my work. That is satisfaction. Everyone is satisfied. Still it is going on. Although great propaganda is going on to kill the Vedic culture. Just as some 1971, we attended the Magh Mela. 1971 or which year? The Allahabad Magh Mela. So people were coming there, thousands and thousands to take a bath in the Ganges, and they were happy. In Calcutta, there was a Indo-American society. I was invited to speak there. So they gave me the subject matter, East and West. So far we are concerned, we have no such distinction East and West. We know that everyone is human being, and every living entity, not only the human being, even the birds, beasts, animals, trees, everyone, a living entity is part and parcel of God, Krishna, Mamai Vam Sutiva Bhuta. So everyone is in ignorance. That is our concern. Our propaganda is not for the East and the West, but our fight is with the ignorance of the people. Because at the present moment, people are kept in ignorance, in foolishness, that he is this body, bodily identification. But still, there is difference between East and West. In the West, I have talked with big professors, learned scholars. They have no idea of next life. I talked with Professor Potofsky in Moscow. He said, Swamiji, after annihilation of this body, everything is finished. They have no idea that there is soul. And in India, even the poorest man, he knows that there is next life. I existed in the past and I will exist in the future. This very conclusion is known even to the poorest man in literature. That is, of course, the difference between East and West. So anyway, our position is that we should not identify this body as self. Krishna says here that Udhyāto jñāno nityattvam tattva jñānārtha darśanam etat jñānam iti prūktam abhyānam yat ata annatha. Udhyāto jñāno, to understand oneself as the spirit soul, that jñānam, Adhyātma-jñānam, tattva-jñānārtha-darśanam. Philosophy should be utilized, logic and philosophy should be utilized for self-realization, not for simply mental speculation. We find nowadays big philosophers, like volumes of books, simply theorizing without any understanding of the spirit soul, big philosophers. And Krishna says that if one simply puts philosophical theories for some utopian ideas, now as time is coming, which will be like this, like that. No, time is there already. You cannot manufacture time like this or like that. It will go on. It is eternal. It is eternal, just like Krishna has said in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, that Arjuna, you and me and all the soldiers and kings who are assembled here, it is not that we did not exist in the past, we are existing now and we shall continue to exist in the future. So, this eternity of the soul, we do not know. We are simply identifying ourselves with this body and we are simply interested for the bodily comforts of life. This is the civilization labor. So although we have got this Bhagavad Gita, at least in India, the education should have been on the line of Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of the people of India. Unfortunately, nobody is taking care, even though there are some propaganda of understanding Bhagavad Gita. They are interpreting in their own way to fulfill their own ambition. This is very good. So, here Krishna says, amanittam, what is it, amanittam? The central point of process of knowledge is mentioned here. Muicha ananna yogena bhakti abhyavicharin. One has to be fixed up on this point. There are 18 different descriptions of the process of knowledge. But the central point is muicha. Muicha means that is the main point. Without Krishna, if you simply try to become elevated in knowledge, that will not stand. That will not stand. Therefore Krishna says, Moicha ananna yogena. Ananna yogena means without any deviation. Ananna yogena bhakti. Abhyavicharini. Without any deviation. Abhyavicharini means without any disturbance. Ananna bhakti. In another place Krishna says, opiche sudurachara bhajate mam ananna bhava. Opite sudurachara bhajate mam ananna bhava sadhudeva samantapa. Sammak bhavasita arisa. The center point is Bhagavad Bhakti. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahatguna. If one is not a devotee of the Lord, Krishna, harava bhaktasya kuto mahatguna, he cannot possess any great qualities. That is not possible. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahatguna. We have seen practically, just like Ravan. Ravan was a great personality, a great devotee of Lord Shiva also, and materially his kingdom was very much advanced. It is said that the Lanka was made of gold. Actually, there were many palaces, and he was a very big Vedic scholar. But one thing, that he was against Ravan. And for this disqualification, he is still described as Asura, Rakshasa. Saharava bhaktasya kuto mahatguna. Manorathena sato dhavatu vidya. If one is not devotee of the Lord, he'll simply concoct on the mental platform. That will not make. Ravana also wanted to make a staircase to go directly to the heavenly planet. Just like we are, at the present moment, we are trying to go directly to the moon planet by Sputnik. But it has failed. It is not possible. In that way, we cannot go. If we want to go to another planet, the process is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva, deva vrata deva. Pitrin janti pitrin vrata. If you want to go to the higher planetary system, then that particular Devata Indralok, Chandralok, the moon planet, Chandralok, that is also considered as one of the heavenly planets. So you have to prepare yourself by karmakandya activities. Then you can go there by after this body is finished, you immediately transfer to certain planet where you want to go. Similarly, if you want to go to the planet where Krishna lives, Goloka Vrindavan, Goloka Nami Nijadham Nitale Chatasya, Devi Mahesha Haridham Su Teshu Teshu, Tete Prabhava Nichaya Vihitasya Jena Govinda Madhi Purusam Tamaham Dhyana. There is Parastasmatu Bhavayanya Bhaktya Bhaktya Sanatana. They are describing Bhagavad Gita. Beyond this material nature, there is another nature. That is called Sanatana. Parastasmatu Bhava means Sabhava or nature. As you see this material nature, although you are seeing, you cannot go. You are so limited condition. You see so many planets twinkling at night, but there is no possibility of going there. You cannot go to the nearest planet, in the moon planet, by your mechanical arrangement. The modern scientists, the Sputniks, experts, they say, to go to the topmost planet of this universe, it will take 40,000 of years. Who is going? For 40,000, flying 40,000 of years and again come back and see you. Yes, I went to such and such planet. Is it possible? So, we are so poor. It is not possible in that way. So this is the position of our going to the material planets. And what to speak of the spiritual planets? That is far, far away. You cannot travel within the space of material world. Panthastu koti satavatsa sampragamba vayu rathapi manaso maripungavana sapastija pravadasena avichinta tatti govindamani purutam tamahumaya. Panthastu koti satavatsa, not only 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, or 40,000 years, koti satavatsa. Koti, you know, 100 times last, next koti, and again, multiplied by 100. Koti satavatsa. And the speed, what is the speed of that aeroplane? Panthasa koti satavatsa sampragamma vayurathapi. Aeroplane, vayu manasa. And with the speed of mind, airplane running with the speed of mind. You know what is the speed of mind? You are sitting here, and within a second, your mind can go some 10,000 miles away. Within a second. So, even with that speed, and running on for koti satavastra, you cannot go to the spiritual planet. This is the thing. So, pastija prapadashinna avichintatat. So, in that way you cannot go. But you can go if you prepare yourself. Madhyajino pijantima. Madhyajino. Those who are devotees of the Lord. Madhyajino. That is the principle of Bhagavad Gita. Manvana bhava madhvakta madhyaji. Madhyaji worship me. So madhyaji na api janti ma. You can go to the Krishna planet. Goloka nāmi nija dhāmi tare chukas. The Krishna dhāmi is described in the Shastra. Brahma Sangita. Chintamani prakara satama sukalpa vrikkala khabrite susura bhira vipalayantam lakshmi sahasra sata sambrama sevamanam govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajam. There is the Goloka Vrindavan planet. The Goloka Vrindavan planet is the topmost planet. This material world, then you get spiritual world. The spiritual world, as you have got in this material world, this is only one universe. There are millions of universes, even within this material world. Jasyaika nishasita kala mathavalamba jivanti loma viloja jagadanda natha. Jasyaika nishasita kala mathavalamba. People claim, some rascal claim, I am God. Here is the description of God. Jasyaika nishasita kalama atha avalamba jivanti loma viloja jagadanda natha. Jagadanda natha means Brahma. He have understood Brahma's duration of life. Sahasra yuga parjantam arahajyat brahma no vidu. The Brahma's 1 day, 12 hours, he cannot calculate. Sahasra yuga parjantam. Yuga means 43 lakhs of years, and multiplied by 1,000, and then it comes to be 12 hours of Brahma's ayu. Such Brahma lives only the sake of nishyasuka kalama phalama. Mahavishnu is exhaling and inhaling. When he is inhaling, so many Brahmas are going with him. And when he is exhaling, so many Brahmas are coming. When so many Brahmas are coming. This is the position. Jasyaika nishasita kalama thavalamba jivanti loma viloja jagadanda natha Vishnu mahan jayar kala visesa govindamadi purusantava. That Mahavishnu is partial representation of Govind. Govindamadi purusantava. So, this is called knowledge. One has to know what is God, what is the nature of God. So one has the first qualification is amanittam. Don't be puffed up with your false knowledge. Having this little degree from the university, you are thinking that you have become so learned you don't care for God. This is nonsense. Therefore, first qualification to get progress in knowledge is amaritam. Amaritam. Don't be proud falsely. Our present education is simply teaching people how to become falsely proud. Just like here is Bhagavad Gita is going on. They are falsely proud. Ah, what you have to learn here? We know everything. We know everything. We are MPhD. That's all. We have finished all education. Therefore, the first thing is amanitam, pridelessness. God needing purpose.
So if one does not approach or is not able to approach the transcendental service of the Lord, then the other 19 items are of no particular value. But if one takes to devotional service in full Krishna consciousness, the other 19 items automatically develop within him.
Yes. This is the central point. Jashasti bhakti bhagavati apinjana sarvai gunai tattva samasate sura. All the qualities of the demigod, sura, sura no sura. Sura means demigods or gods, and asura means demon. So, if one becomes devotee of Krishna, just shasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana, akinchana, pridelessness. Akinchana, Krishna's another name is akinchana gochara. He can be understood by akinchana, one who thinks himself as very humble meek. That is also said in the Bible, that one has to become meek and humble, then he can understand. And that is also Krishna demanding. The first surrender, become humble and meek. This is the verdict of all Vedic sastras. Jnani priyasam mudupasam namanta eva sarva kharitāna bhavadīya vārtā. This is the statement of Brahma. That one should give up the nonsense process of mental speculation. God may be like this, God may be like that. No. God is not manufactured by your mental speculation. God is God, always. Krishna. Krishna is God from the child. When he was 3 months old, he demonstrated his godly power. He immediately killed Sakatasu. He immediately killed Putana. So he did not become God by meditation, manufactured in some mystic factory. God is God. God is always God. Even when he is child, when he is young man, when he is a boy, Krishna, when he was a boy of 7 years old, he lifted the Govardhan hill. That is God. Not that here is a man, by mystic power he has become God. No. That God is divine God. Real God is always God. So, Akinchanabhata, that real God can be realized by person who is humble and meek. Amanittam, adamittam. What?
The 19 items
automatically develop. Just shasti bhakti bhagavata pinchana sarvai gunnai tattva samasati sura. Automatic. Jasmin vijnate sarvamedam vijnatam bhavanti. This is the Vedic assertion. If you simply understand one, that Krishna, then you understand everything. Just like in Bhagavad Gita. If you try to understand Krishna, you get all the knowledge, material, spiritual, everything. Practical. Jasmin vijnate sarvamedam vijnatam bhavati.
The principle of accepting a spiritual master, as mentioned in the 7th verse, is essential.
Yes. The knowledge has to be acquired. Acharyopasanam. Here it is said. You have to worship Acharya. Acharyaman purusha veda. One who has accepted. Narottamdas Thakur has also said, Ashray loiya bhaje Krishna tare nahi taje. Arsa more akara. Ashray, you have to take center. Evam parampra praptam, praptam evam raja sahibu. And Arjuna also said, Shishasteham sadhimam prapanyam. Krishna is Acharya, Acharya Bhaskara. Krishna and Arjuna, two friends. There was no need of accepting Krishna as Arjuna's spiritual master. Still, he is accepting officially. Shishasteham, Sadhiman Prapannam. I am accepting you as my spiritual master. Please teach me. So this is essential. Acharya Upasana. Tad vijnanatham sa guru meva abhigacchet. This is Vedic instruction. If you are at all interested in the understanding of spiritual subject matter, then you must approach a bona fide spiritual master. Tad vijnanatham sa guru meva abhigacchet. Abhigacchet means must. It is not that if you like you can go. If you do not like, you do not. No, you must. Abhigacchet. Samitvani sudhyam brahma. Tasmad gurum prabhadita jigyasu sreya uttama. It is not a fashion to accept one guru. If you are actually interested, sreya uttama, the highest perfection of life, tasmad gurum prabhadita, then you have to accept a guru. This is called acharya upasana. Even Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he accepted Sandipuni Muni, his teacher, master. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is also incarnation of Krishna, but he accepted Ishwarpuri as his guru. They do not require guru, but just to keep pace with the official program, even God, personally, he accepted spiritual master. So this is essential. Acharya Upasana. To become humble, to me, ahimsa, non-violence, kranti, tolerance. In this way you have to make progress. The other 99 items will be described by tomorrow you shall describe. Thank you very much.